If you happened to be at Mass yesterday and remember some comments that I made in response to the gospel, you may remember that I was really suggesting that it's very important when we encounter, especially the gospels, the teachings and the actions of Jesus, that we use our imagination to put ourselves into those scenes, to imagine ourselves, to picture ourselves as the recipient, as the recipients of Jesus's message. And so when he does something like he did yesterday in teaching a parable, that we listen to that and imagine ourselves as trying to apply it to our own lives. Well, today I think we're called to exercise imagination in a different way. And that's something I think we do almost instinctively, but maybe without reflecting upon it very much. In many ways, we are constantly called as Catholics to imagine ourselves as the saints whom we celebrate, to imagine ourselves as being followers of Jesus in the manner of other human beings, men and women, who over the centuries, in very different circumstances, in very different venues, lived out the gospel, lived out what they perceived to be and they knew to be Jesus' call to mission, Jesus' call to love. Now, the man who we celebrate today, James, we know almost nothing about him. There's some wonderful kind of stories about him, as there are about some of the other apostles. He's very much associated with the country of Spain, a place that's very dear in my own heart. But we know, at least by tradition, that he was the first of the apostles to have to defend the faith by the gift of his own life. He was the first of the martyred apostles. But we don't know a whole lot else. And so the church gives us this reading today that doesn't even mention James, but talks about the other brothers in a funny dynamic, which is full of humanity, I might say, as we see the mom maybe put up by her sons, maybe just this strong lady who's going to make sure her kids get their own fair share. Who knows? I mean, that's part of the fun of the Gospels, if I can say it that way, to imagine the scenarios and the motivations behind what happens. But of course, the crucial point is this: known or unknown, James or one of the brothers or ourselves or any of the other holy people who lived before us, you and I, in the model of Jesus Christ, need to imagine ourselves as servants, as those whose identity as Christians is intimately connected with the identity of being one who serves. And of course, we serve God, but we serve the cause of love. And so once again, we're confronted with that very simple but complex reality. Will we serve love? Will we, by whatever actions and interactions our day brings, whatever it is, today, will we serve the cause of love?